This is Rich Samuels, The World According to Rich. I'm with Patty D. McKee, who I actually interviewed in one of my early audio booths, in which we talked about the International Family Film Festival, of which Patty is the artistic director. Is that correct? Program director. But Patty has an incredible history, and that's what I wanted to talk about today. Patty, early in her career, was under contract to Howard Hughes, who the world knows through a whole web of myths as a reclusive billionaire, obsessive compulsive, basically nutcase. That's sort of what the impression that's been given out through history now has been. But you found him to be somewhat different. In fact, when you had heard his reputation as being a ladies' man, and you were really reticent about becoming involved as a contract actress with him when he approached you, didn't you?
Yes, Rich. I was 19, and I was approached by Mr. Hughes for this 7-year contract. And I didn't realize, once I had signed the contract, that he was going to require me to step into what is, at that time, was called the studio system, which meant all classes of everything you can imagine, and then also including the housing and the servants and the whole thing that goes with it. Well, once I realized that this was going to be my setup, I stepped back and I called him and I said, I am not going to be your kept woman, one of your actresses. I have to be independent and take care of myself. He said, look, he said, you're a lot younger than I am. And if I was interested in you and chased you around the couch, you could get away from me. I am not interested in you in that way. So I believed him, and our relationship became more like a brother-sister relationship. He was very interested in what I was learning. I was getting a fine arts college course, which is what I asked for in the beginning.
All paid for by?
All of it. My teacher was a Vassar teacher, a Smith College graduate. We studied history, all Shakespeare. I learned French. I studied opera music, which was one of the topics that Mr. Hughes really loved to talk about. And he called me a lot on the telephone, just like a big brother would. And, you know, what did you learn today? What was of interest to you? He loved opera. He loved Shakespeare plays, history, geography, all those subjects. And so we would talk about them a lot on the phone, many, many, many hours, sometimes in his office, but mostly on the phone. He was just really hungry for some kind of social interaction, and I happened to be the one that had subjects that he liked to talk about.
there's so many myths and so many misconceptions. What is the one thing that he isn't remembered for, or one thing that you found him to be that people don't understand that he is?
He was a deeply spiritual, almost what you would call religious person, and that's a part of his personality that people don't realize. At the time, I was attending the Bel Air Presbyterian Church, and he attended the Christmas midnight service with me. I mean, he really, there's this other side of him which was very tender and very family-oriented mind. But at that time, during the end of my contract, was when the TWA problems began, huge problems. They were taking it all away from him. And that's when we lost contact.
We're running out of time. We'll do a part 2. Bye.